This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'll admit to having an intermediate or so level of knowledge of high-end women's fashion. But I do know that a Manolo Blahnik is a kind of shoe, a very coveted kind of shoe for those who wear them. Manolo Blahnik himself, because he is actually a real person, is the subject of a new film in theaters tomorrow. It's called Manolo, the Boy Who Made Shoes for Lizards. Michael Roberts is the director. Mr. Roberts, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I should tell you that we were talking about this interview before you and I sat down, my producer and I were, and we were talking about how to describe this film that you've made about your longtime friend Manolo Blahnik. And it occurred to us that it's basically a coffee table book come to life. What do you think of that?
That's very good. I think that's pretty accurate. You know, it's literary, and it's a sort of widespread portrait of Manolo, whose interests roam across so many different things.
Well, if they roam across so many different things, and you definitely get that impression from this film that he is curious about many things, why shoes for him, do you think?
Good question. I mean, it's happened very early on in his career. I remember he used to work in a boutique. One day I went into the shop and he had these sketches behind the cash register. They were shoes, but they didn't look like any shoes that I'd ever seen before. But they were rather sort of intriguing and strange and like him, actually. And so I wasn't at all surprised that in his next guise, he turned up as a shoe designer. He'd been to New York in between and met with the grand Dinah Vreeland.
Dinah Vreeland, who ran Vogue, we should say.
And she said, do shoes.
You know, there's a scene in the film toward the end where he goes to the factory where the shoes are made almost entirely by hand, and he picks up a file or something, I don't know, and he gets a wooden model, and he actually goes to work on these things. He has some skills in the craft of making shoes. He likes to call himself a cobbler, in fact, doesn't he?
He does. And the only time I ever really see Manolo truly, truly happy and contented is when he's in the factory sculpting the last of a new shoe or playing with the shape of a new heel. He's completely in heaven when he's there.
There is no lack of high-end shoes now, right? I mean, in 1971 when he started, it was different. But now you got your Jimmy Choos, you got your Louboutins. How does he think about differentiating himself? Or is he just living the brand now?
He feels that he is different. I mean, when he started, there was no one else doing this kind of thing that he does. Designers only did clothes. They didn't do shoes to go with their clothes. So therefore, he was the one who was asked to do all the shoes that went with Calvin Klein or with Isaac Mizrahi. And so he became very, very famous in a very short space of time.
Toward the end of the movie, somebody, and I apologize, I forget who it is, says Manolo basically can't work with anyone, that he is so particular and so outspoken and so fussy, really, I guess is the word, that he just can't work with anybody and can't be bothered.
We all say that. I mean,
is that right?
Sooner or later, we all say that to him. He's very, very difficult to work with. I mean, he was very difficult to work with for in the nicest possible way. He was very difficult to work with for this documentary. I mean, which is why I didn't set out to do a documentary as such. I set out to do a kind of portrait, or as you say, a coffee table book, which alleviated the sort of strain of having him sort of every 5 minutes saying he didn't want to be in it anymore. He didn't see why he should be in a Manolo Blahnik documentary. And I had to point out that a documentary about Manolo Blahnik without Manolo Blahnik would be rather pointless.
Michael Roberts directed a film about Manolo Blahnik. It's called Manolo, the Boy Who Made Shoes for Lizards. You're going to have to watch the thing to figure out what that means. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.